To the Galatians, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, neither from men nor through a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him up from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the congregations of Galatia. May you have undeserved kindness and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present wicked system of things, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are being so quickly removed from the one who called you with Christ's undeserved kindness over to another sort of good news. But it is not another. Only there are certain ones who are causing you trouble and wanting to pervert the good news about the Christ. However, even if we or an angel out of heaven were to declare to you as good news something beyond what we declared to you as good news, let him be accursed. As we have said above, I also now say again, whoever it is that is declaring to you as good news something beyond what you accepted, let him be accursed. Is it in fact men I am now trying to persuade, or God? Or am I seeking to please men? If I were yet pleasing men, I would not be Christ's slave. For I put you on notice, brothers, that the good news which was declared by me as good news is not something human. For neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it, except through revelation by Jesus Christ. You, of course, heard about my conduct formerly in Judaism, that to the point of excess I kept on persecuting the congregation of God and devastating it. And I was making greater progress in Judaism than many of my own age in my race, as I was far more zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me through his undeserved kindness, thought good to reveal his Son in connection with me, that I might declare the good news about him to the nations, I did not go at once into conference with flesh and blood. Neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles previous to me. But I went off into Arabia, and I came back again to Damascus. Then 3 years later I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and I stayed with him for 15 days. But I saw no one else of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. Now as to the things I am writing you, look, in the sight of God I am not lying. After that I went into the regions of Syria and of Cilicia, but I was unknown by face to the congregations of Judea that were in union with Christ. They only used to hear, "The man that formerly persecuted us is now declaring the good news about the faith which he formerly devastated." So they began glorifying God because of me.